vocal just down a touch. If you could take it just down a really little bit. Thanks. I was talking to my sister today, and I got a really cool little niece and nephew, Shay and Kayla. They're getting a little older now. They're 8 and 6. And being as it's Gay Pride weekend and everything this weekend, I have a sort of story about the word gay. My niece comes up and goes to my sister, I guess. She says, Kathy, I know what gay means. And she's 6 years old. And my sister says, you do? What's that mean? And she goes, it means when a boy kisses a boy and a girl kisses a girl. And she goes, well, who told you that? And she goes, Shay. So she says, oh, okay. And then Kayla starts crying. She's like, starts sobbing. Kathy goes, what's the matter, Kayla? And she goes, I think I'm gay. I think I'm gay. And my sister goes, why? And she goes, because I kissed Michelle next door. And so Kathy kind of lets her cry a little bit. And she goes, no, honey, it's okay. Girls can kiss girls. You're 6 years old. It's okay. You're thinking about each other. You're just exploring where you're at right now. You're only 6. It's not, you're all right. There's nothing wrong with you. And so then she just kept hugging her. So that was my one story about Kayla. Then I go to dinner in Los Angeles. And if you ever go to dinner in Los Angeles, there's a place I recommend. It's called Lola's Martini Lounge. It's open late, and they serve spaghetti and meatballs. So I go there late one night. I'm kind of drunk. I saw this guy Maxwell in concert. He's cool. If you ever get a chance to see Maxwell, too, go see him. He's like the Marvin Gaye of the 90s. So I go there, and our waiter is this guy named Vogue, a gay guy named Vogue. And so he starts telling us. He goes, I have a one-man play. And he goes, I tell all about how I'm gay and everything. And he says, but the way that I'm a homosexual is I only date transvestites, but only ones that have had breast implants. So they still have their penis, but they have breast implants. So his big line in his play, he tells me, as I'm drinking my glass of wine, which I almost spit out as he goes, hey, I like sucking as much cock as the next guy, but the thought of two guys making out, now that makes me sick. Which leads me back to a song that I wrote for my nephew called I'm gonna water you every day. Here goes.